Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning is Heather Bauscher, the chair of this current grouping of the Alaska Fish and Game Citizen Advisory Committee. Thank you, Heather, for joining me this morning. I know you've had a lot of long nights recently.
Hi, thanks so much, Erin, for having me on this morning. We've been pretty busy. This is definitely the intense part of the meeting season as we're trying to get through all the proposals before the deadline of December 22nd. So just so folks know, if they want to weigh in and people want to get comments in about any proposal related to Southeast and this upcoming Board of Fish cycle, they have until December 22nd.
Yeah, and so why don't we just take a quick step back of just to reorient people with what is the advisory committee and just how important is this timeline to get in comments about policy changes for Southeast Alaska?
Yeah, thanks, Erin. We're a collection of 17 publicly elected representatives from the community of Sitka. There's a variety of seats in those roles. We all have a variety, or there's a wide representation of stakeholders, sport, commercial, conservation, subsistence, interests. And it's our responsibility to weigh in on various proposals to change regulations related to fisheries and wildlife that would impact the community. Mm-hmm. And our job as an AC is to hold meetings to allow folks to have the opportunity to participate and then take the local recommendations and concerns to the Board of Fish or the Board of Game and hopefully influence how these management decisions are made.
And this is something that only doesn't happen every single year. That there's only really select times where, like for Southeast, we have a chance to put in our two cents.
Yeah, so speaking to the state process and the Board of Fisheries process, usually that's broken up in cycles of 3 years and they break it down by region. Mm-hmm. So Southeast Alaska comes up once every 3 years. And I showed you that.
Yeah, that is
proposal book earlier. It's pretty thick. Book. We've got more than 150 proposals here that not all are specific to Sitka, but all impact Southeast Alaska. So we've definitely had our work cut out for us over the last few months.
Yeah, for those, it's radio. Is that's a policy book, probably a good almost 2 inches thick. It's not something, these are not just quick little opinions that read over in a couple minutes. You've been meeting since mid-October, and you're now doing twice a week meetings. For one of these meetings, what does it look like, and how would a person, Joe Citizen, how would they be able to put in their two cents if there's a particular policy that's coming up that they have a real interest in?
That's a really good question, Erin. And actually, that reminds me that proposal book that I showed you too. All of these proposals are either written by department or local people.
Okay.
So what's cool about this is anybody can submit a proposal to change a regulation if they would like to or want to see some change in gear type or how a fishery is executed. So it's pretty cool that we have the opportunity to even weigh in or influence or change these things. So yeah, that's the first part, is like, if you want to submit a proposal to change something. And then we have the meetings eventually where we go over the proposal. So like last night, for example, we were talking about herring, and that was the fifth meeting we've had on herring. Usually we start out, call the meeting to order, go through roll call, who is here, make sure we have a quorum, allow folks to have an opportunity to introduce themselves. Then usually we go to old business and then we go to new business, and old business is any follow-up from the meeting before. Lately, we've been talking about a lot of letters that we've been writing for various different reasons. Because we are a local committee that carries a little bit of weight, we do have the ability to weigh in on things and have a little bit of influence at times through that platform.
Okay.
And that's why the letter writing is important. And then we move on to the proposals, and the way we go through the proposals is we bring it up, somebody will make a motion. It's all Robert's Rules of Order. Usually try to make time for the author of the proposal, if they're present, to speak to it. Then we allow the department to weigh in on their two cents of how it would impact what's currently going on or whether it would be challenging to make this change work. Allow space for public testimony, usually give people 3 minutes to speak. And then we go to committee discussion and then we vote. And we often always provide opportunity for the committee to ask questions or have conversations with anybody who comes forth, whether it's staff or public. And yeah, try to make it as accessible as possible. Not all of these regulatory processes are easy to navigate or access or understand. So I think it's really important to try and make it as easy for the public to participate as possible.
And on that vein of trying to make participation easy, you try to give it at least a week's notice prior to these meetings of what kind of things are going to be discussed. And I got to imagine that's difficult for you to do because, as you were saying, some of these proposals you might be able to go through maybe, you know, a couple an evening versus you've said before we went on air that there were some meetings just devoted to one single particular policy change. So it's predicting what you'll be able to go through, I got to imagine it's quite a bear to wrestle. For folks who want to know what's coming up, like in the next couple weeks, as you said, December 22nd is their deadline for getting through the rest of these. Where can folks find that information on what is coming up in your next meetings?
Well, all the meetings are always publicly noticed on the state's page. So the Department of Fish and Game always makes sure there's some notice. And then I've been trying to work with you folks and thank you for your help in getting the word out about these meetings too. So, you know, local public radio, thank you. The newspaper, occasionally there's stuff online and social media too, depending on the topic. Yeah, and we're officially required to give at least a week's worth of public notice. So it can be a little bit tricky to guess what we'll get to when, but sometimes we just pause and put a pin in it and then go to the other thing and just jump around based on topics, whether that's like herring or ground fish or commercial salmon or subsistence and personal use. Your other question was what's coming up?
Yeah.
So we've got a meeting tomorrow night. We've got a meeting next Monday and the following Wednesday. And this week, and that actually will be it. So we only have 3 more meetings to get through these last 24 proposals. tomorrow night, we're looking at personal use and subsistence, stuff related to readout. I think there's 2 more proposals related to readout. And then we'll probably go to commercial salmon that's remaining. And then, and there's one more herring proposal that we'll probably try and deal with tomorrow night as well. And then I think we have 7 sport, 1 to 3 ground fish to bring back up from the spring and a crab proposal to reconsider, attack that on at the end because we picked poor timing in doing that earlier this spring. So trying to give another opportunity and tack that on at the end. But yeah, we can't really make space to reconsider things until we get through the ones we haven't talked about yet.
Definitely. Yeah. Each of these proposals definitely deserves their time and focus. And I got to reiterate that all of you guys are volunteers doing this. This is an amazing amount of work and time and consideration all on a volunteer basis. You said you were publicly voted in. Are there advisory committees in each town within Southeast? And Sitka just happens to be the one we're speaking of today.
Yeah. Sitka is the one we're speaking of because that's our local advisory committee and we represent Sitka, but every other community in Southeast also has their own advisory committee. But I have to say, and maybe I'm biased, but we have a particularly strong team on this one. And I'm grateful to get to serve alongside all the folks that are currently representing this community.
And as you said, there's just a couple more meetings left to attend these meetings. Are these in person? Are these happening via Zoom? Is it a combination of both? How can folks sit in on these and give in their two cents?
Yeah, we've been doing them all on Zoom, which is also tricky, but I think we've got it worked out pretty well at this point. So yeah, folks can log in via the Zoom link and join us.
Excellent.
Join us tomorrow night.
When does the meeting start?
6 o'clock. We've been trying to keep them to 2.5 hours. We try to only go to 8:30, but mm-hmm. sometimes we push through a little bit longer. Like last night, I think we went to 9:30, maybe a little bit longer, but you know, we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. So try to keep it to 2.5 or 3 hours, but sometimes we go a little bit longer than that.
And in these proposals, the next step for each of these proposals, you're not necessarily the gatekeepers of what gets to go to the main fish and game Board of Fish Correct. Meeting in Ketchikan. You're just giving your 2 cents of, like, based on, you know, all of your knowledge, expertise, and what you've heard, you say yay or nay for your just a suggestion. None of these are going to be yep. kept from the Ketchikan meeting.
Correct. Okay. You're absolutely right. And that's a good thing for people to understand. Like, what happens at RAC meeting doesn't change whether a proposal is going to go before the Board of Fish. Mm-hmm. This is just our opportunity to put together official comments as the local advisory okay. committee, so that when we get to Board of Fish and something that comes up that impacts Sitka specifically, they might put a little, and this isn't guaranteed either, but they might put a little bit more weight on RAC comments over some of the other things. But I think another thing that's really valuable, and this came up a lot in conversation last night too, is just having these conversations in the public and being able to talk through all of these things. I think everybody that attends meetings probably has learned something in the last couple of weeks, including ourselves. And there's been some funny ones at different times, you know, things we didn't realize or stuff we had to learn ourselves about regulations or how things work. So, yeah.
And for that meeting of the Board of Fish, when is that taking place in Ketchikan? And that's going through, you know, all the 150 odd proposals that you've seen, plus ones that might impact other communities as well. When is that meeting, those meetings start, and do they have like a proposed end date when the official yay or nay will be given to all of these policies?
Yeah, the Board of Fish is going to be meeting in person in Ketchikan starting January 4th through, I believe, sometime around January 15th. They have about 2 weeks blocked off for these meetings, and hopefully they get through it all. Not sure. I guess we'll see. I think they are holding that meeting in person, but there should be ways that the public can call in telephonically mm-hmm. or some sort of link over the internet to still be able to participate.
And that will all be posted on the state's Fish and Game website, where they've been posting the notices.
We can help, you know, share information with you too, to try and get that out and make it accessible for everyone.
And
it's been pretty interesting, not only weighing in on these specific proposals, but sometimes realizing other more complicated pieces of the problem, which leads to some of these letters that we've been writing too. Right. So we probably have like 7 letters in the docket on everything from bears to herring to bycatch and public comment availability. And
yeah, you start pulling on one thread and you find how long it unravels.
Yeah, but that's fun and interesting yeah. sometimes too, you know, new and different challenges.
And will you be participating, the advisory committee will be participating with the official Board of Fish meeting, or come the 22nd, you guys can take your Mondays and Wednesdays to yourself again?
Yeah, we'll take our Mondays and Wednesdays and occasional Thursdays back. And once again, I just can't speak highly enough about everybody on this committee that has been so committed to make so much time this way to get through everything. But yeah, after the 22nd, we get to take a break, and then I'll be going to Ketchikan to help bring these things forward to the Board of Fish.
Excellent.
And then I guess we don't have to worry about meetings until at least maybe spring, but then the Board of Game cycle will probably come up in the next year or so.
So you'll have a bit of a reprieve before you dive right back in again. And again, thank you for you and your other committee members for volunteering to do some really can be tedious, but really important part of this whole process in how we can take a part in policy changes and things that actually impact us here in Southeast and in Sitka specifically. And goodness, we are out of time. But Heather, thank you so much for joining me this morning and again for your work as a volunteer for the advisory committee. Your meeting is happening tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And you can find a link on our community calendar posting. And what was the other place where you also list topics that will be addressed at each meeting?
On the state's website, on the state Fish and Game website.
Perfect. All right. Well, Heather Bauscher, chair of the Sitka Fish and Game Advisory Committee, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You as well.
This station is supported by Harry Race and White's Pharmacy, serving the Sitka community since 1985 and offering wellness products, including a monthly vitamin program for all ages. Sign-up forms and more information can be found at both pharmacies. Harry Race and White's Pharmacy, living local.